Good afternoon. For WVAS News, I'm Melanie Hogan. Republicans in the Alabama Senate say they have the votes to approve new Senate districts that could increase GOP membership in the Senate. Senate President Pro Tem Del Marsh said the proposed districts could boost the number of Republicans in the 35-member Senate from 22 to 27. A Democrat opposed to the plan has had the Senate read aloud the 333-page document outlining the districts. The reading started Monday evening and should end tonight. Then the Senate will vote. Senator Mark Cahey of Grove Hill said the Republican plan will reduce the number of black voters in his district and in some other districts represented by white Democrats. He says that will help Republicans win those districts in the 2014 elections. A vital component of the just-passed general fund budget is the still-to-be-passed constitutional amendment, which would allow money from a state savings account to go toward the general fund budget. WVAS legislative reporter Marcus Hiles takes a closer look.
Alabama voters will have the chance to decide on the constitutional amendment in September. The measure would authorize the transfer of around $146 million from the Alabama Trust Fund to the General Fund for three consecutive years. As you might imagine, an educational campaign will take place this summer to inform the public on what the amendment does and how essential its passage is to state services like Medicaid and corrections. Alabama House Speaker Mike Hubbard is confident that message will be heard. Speaker Hubbard says not only is the vote being held in September to allow time for educating the public, but also because the budget has to be in place before the fiscal year begins in October. Alabama residents will have their say on the constitutional amendment September 18th. Reporting from the Alabama Senate, I'm Marcus Hiles for WVAS News.
Excitement is building for the upcoming World's Widest Yard Sale in Alabama. The event begins on May 30th and runs through June 2nd. Alabama Rural Development Office Director Ron Sparks says his office has received a number of phone calls from around the country.
Hopefully they'll come to Alabama and spend some time in Alabama, especially in the Black Belt. That's been my vision all along, is to showcase the Black Belt, of the treasures that we have in the Black Belt. And we feel like this is a great opportunity. So today is just to have that final meeting to answer questions and give that last push, because we want to see this be a very successful event.
The yard sale route will be on U.S. Highway 80. It stretches from Phoenix City and East Alabama to Cuba and West Alabama. Vendor sites and lodging information can be found at www.widestyardsale.com. Governor Robert Bentley was in Selma this morning to kick off a statewide campaign aimed at getting more Alabama drivers to use their seatbelts. The program, called Click It or Ticket, started Monday and will run through June 3rd. Alabama law requires drivers and front seat passengers to wear seatbelts. There are allegations that female inmates housed at the Julia Tutwiler prison in Wetumpka were victims of sexual abuse and sexual harassment by male prison guards. The information is contained in a report released today by the Montgomery-based Equal Justice Initiative. The watchdog prison group said the sexual misconduct at Tutwiler prison occurred between 2004 and 2011, and dozens of complaints were filed with state prison officials. Brian Stevenson, the executive director of the Equal Justice Initiative, has asked the U.S. Justice Department to launch an inquiry. The story appears in today's edition of the Mobile Press Register newspaper. In other news, former Attorney General Troy King, along with his law partners, will be holding a free legal information seminar at Lily Baptist Church in Montgomery. The event will be held this evening at 6 p.m. King says the public will be able to ask questions about various legal issues.
We're going to provide handouts that have got the most common information recorded. We're going to try to anticipate what we think are the most common questions. You know, what should I do if I'm in a car wreck? If I need to file for Social Security disability, how do I do that? What should I expect? How long does it take? So if you've got questions even beyond the topics that I've mentioned, come. There'll be lawyers with lots and lots of experience who are there. We're going to do a formal program, then we're going to retire into the fellowship hall where all the lawyers will be available one-on-one to answer questions.
The event will be held at Lily Baptist Church at 820 Hill Street in Montgomery. In news around Alabama, an Alabama teenager has been named one of the finalists in the Cutest Vegetarian Alive contest held by the Youth Division of the People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. 17-year-old Daphne High School student Ray Carlson is one of 10 finalists in the nationwide contest held by PETA 2. Carlson went vegetarian a year and a half ago and says she noticed a boost in her energy. She helped introduce veggie burgers into her school cafeteria and encouraged five other people to go vegetarian. Today, partly cloudy skies with a 20% chance of thunderstorms and your highs in the mid-80s. Tonight, expect a 20% chance of thunderstorms, partly cloudy skies in the evening, then becoming clear with your lows in the lower 60s. Wednesday, sunny skies and your highs in the upper 80s. Wednesday night, clear with your lows in the lower 60s. And on your Thursday, sunny skies and your highs around 90 degrees. You are listening to WVAS at Alabama State University. For more news, weather, and information, 24 hours a day, log on to WVASFM.org and add us as a friend at facebook.com/WVASFM. I'm Melanie Hogan, WVAS News.